Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us for this live Tuesday, the 6th day of February, 2007. His once-a-month visit is coming up in the second hour. Fellow GCN host and the head honcho over at WhatReallyHappened.com, Michael Rivera, will be joining us to give us his overview on the world, what's happening domestically and internationally, the intensifying war drums for an attack on Iran, bird flu pandemic, fear-mongering, heating up yet again, and much more with Michael Rivera. Then we, in that same hour, we have Mr. Watada, who's being court-martialed. We have his father joining us, and that those charges are going ahead right now. The trial is about to start, and we'll have him pop in and give us an update during the second hour on that as well. Then in the third hour, we've got Nancy Kornke joining us. It's been many years since I had Nancy on, and one of the one of the founders and one of the heads of the Michigan militia, well known to everyone across the country, is Mark from Michigan. He's getting out of prison here very soon on trumped up charges. In fact, I even have the squad car video of it we aired years ago. I was trying to look around for it last night, but the point is I have the squad car video where the police run him off the road and then claim that he assaulted them. They just drive right up, they run him off the road, then they charge him with assaulting them with the automobile. I mean, clear-cut case, and they still send him up the river, and when he's been in jail 6-7 years, and of course, as soon as he gets out of prison, we'll be having Mark Kornke here as a guest on the broadcast, but we do have Nancy Kornke to talk about Mark and some other important issues coming up in the third hour today. In the meantime, we're going to have wide open phones in this first hour. I'm going to take a lot of your calls. We're going to go straight to your calls in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. ACLU alarmed that U.S. government may begin collecting DNA of all suspects, even if innocent. That's right. We've been telling you they've been planning that for a long time. They've already started it in England, and now it's coming here. We'll break it down. Also, why are Mexican congressmen from Mexico allowed to negotiate U.S. immigration policy in Washington, D.C.? This is from VDare and Alan Wall. We'll break that down. Also, a great report here by Pastor Chuck Baldwin from his website. Presidential frontrunners would surrender America's borders. Giuliani has entered the race, clearly involved, at least in the cover-up of 9/11, the inside job. What a monster, what a compromised individual. We'll talk about him as well. New Fort Detrick Biodefense Laboratory, part of Bush's overall germ warfare operations. We'll go through that. Senate Republicans have successfully blocked debate on Iraq resolution. The war will just go on basically forever, for all intents and purposes. A great article written by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. No law to mandate dangerous, untested HPV vaccine. We'll go back over this monumental hoax that has people up in arms. Folks are really getting angry in Texas and nationwide. Armed U.S. police could be on London streets. London Telegraph. Talk about internationalism. Bird flu, pandemic, and profiteering, quarantine USA. Space shuttle astronaut arrested at OIA on kidnapping attempt. And much more. It's all coming up today. Strap yourselves in as the information war intensifies. You don't want to miss the next 2 hours and 55 minutes. We'll be right back.
It's here after After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, again, Michael Rivero with his monthly visit joins us. Also, we have the father of the military officer who's being court-martialed for refusing to go be part of a criminal war, Mr. Wanta, joining us. And then we have Nancy Cornkey popping in as well to talk about Mark Cornkey soon to get out of prison. We'll tell you about that whole sordid story and more. We do have the Senate Republicans, quote, successfully blocked debate on Iraq resolution. Now, you have a Democratic majority in the House and the Senate. You have a Democratic majority that could overpower anything Bush wanted to do, but it doesn't matter. They're all for the war, too. We've got Hillary. We've got Barack Obama. We've got all of them out saying they want to attack Iran. I mean, it's not enough that we're in Iraq. They want to attack Iran. And, you know, Hillary says that if she would have known what was going to happen in Iraq, she wouldn't have voted for it. That is nothing but politicking to neutralize her liberal base. This is the same lady that swore she'd never run for president in 2000 and 2002 and 2003, 4, 5, 6, and now she announces for president. And it doesn't matter. You know, the media constantly stacks the players up against each other, the Democratic candidates versus the Republican, the Republicans versus each other, the Democrats versus each other. It means nothing. Anyone they're pushing and giving attention, from Newt Gingrich and Rudolph Giuliani on the Republican side and John McCain, the bridge between the two criminal groups, part of the Keating Five, Mr. Anti-Corruption, as he's billed. And then you've got Hillary and Barack Obama and Edwards and the rest of them swirling around, all pushing socialized health care, open borders, gun control, the exact same stealth agenda that George W. Bush has been pushing. It doesn't matter. Notice they don't give any attention to somebody like Alan Keyes when he runs. Notice they don't give any attention to somebody like Ron Paul when he runs. I mean, even if they're still somewhat establishment, it doesn't matter. They still completely ignore them if they're not thoroughbred, global controlled. And I know the listeners understand this. It's just time to start focusing more in on local elections where we can still have an effect. It's important to continue to discredit the electronic government-controlled touchscreen and electronic voting machine systems, which is now happening. States coast to coast are moving to pull them out or to block federal funding. The feds quote, we're going to give everybody free funding with the Help America Vote Act, what, of 2002, which spent over $6 billion giving these machines from three major companies to counties and cities and states all across the land. We've now got, what, nine states pulling out of the national ID card. We've got a lot of good things happening. We've got Governor Perry in retreat now with members of his own party, prominent Republicans in the state of Texas, saying this is insane, it's a live, unproven virus, cancer virus they want to give girls when it's one of the rarest forms of STDs. But it doesn't stop them from getting on the news, Perry and all his minions saying it's the most common. I went and looked it up. It's way down the list. They're liars. All right, I'm already digressing. So we'll go over that. There's just so much news here today. ACLU alarmed that U.S. government may begin collecting DNA of all suspects, even if innocent. Why are Mexican congressmen allowed to negotiate U.S. immigration policy in Washington, D.C.? I tell you what, let's get into this news first, then we'll go to Johnny, Ken, and others that are patiently holding. ACLU alarmed that U.S. government may begin collecting DNA of all suspects, even if innocent. And the ACLU's got a lot of good members, but the leadership is there to lose cases, create bad precedents, pose as our saviors, and really their loyal opposition. There's no doubting it. They also go out and defend rights that don't even exist while not even defending basic rights. So they always put them out there as our savior. But when Democrats are in there butchering the Bill of Rights wholesale, they just love it. The American Civil Liberties Union is expressing its alarm that the U.S. government may begin collecting the DNA of all suspects, even if innocent. In a press release, the ACLU criticized the Justice Department's move to collect DNA samples of individuals who are arrested or detained by federal authorities, even if they are not convicted or charged with a crime. See, they've tried to pass federal laws to do this, but it's so draconian and so corrupt, they failed. Clinton tried it. Bush has tried it. They've been trying it now for about 9 years. 3 years of Clinton, 6 years of Bush. And so what does Alberto Gonzalez do? He just says, you know what? It's not even an executive order. He'll just, as the Justice Department's chief, as the Attorney General, he'll just say that this is, he'll just order federal agents and federal bureaucrats to do this. It's the same thing with Perry. They admit on the news and in press conferences, in fact, he's live at a press conference right now at the State House, down at the Capitol, and, well, we couldn't get it passed as a law to put it on the list of mandatory vaccines, which is a lie itself. It's lies within lies within lies, like Russian dolls. You ever seen those where there's a little bitty doll, and a bigger one goes over it, and a larger one, and an even larger one, and you got like 20 of them inside each other? It's lies within lies within lies within lies with propaganda and semantical deceptions and twisting. I mean, it's almost unnavigable. You just know the whole thing's a lie. And it's the same thing with the cancer vaccine, which is live cancer. He says, well, we can't get it passed, so I'm just signing an executive order, and it's the law, you got to take it. And you go read the executive order, and it says, oh, I'm just telling the State Department that this is on the list of recommended, but then the health department and the schools go out and lie, like they do with the 40-something other vaccines, and say, it's the law, you got to take it. So we're seeing the hoax here. And everybody's real mad now. The liberal shows, the conservative shows, all the local shows. I hear national shows. I monitor them and scan through the dial. They're going, he's gone too far. Yeah, this is crazy to make somebody do something, to have a law that you got to take this thing, why there's medical problems associated with it. Again, even those that are, quote, fighting it are effectively still putting out the hoax that there is a law, you've got to take it. And they're not effectively attacking the fact, this should be added, by the way, to our article we wrote, The Prison Planet, that they say in a Fox News piece and in the Associated Press and other places that this is the second most common, and then another newscast, the spokespersons for Merck, the paid politicians, including Perry's former chief of staff, state senators and state legislators who were openly on the payroll of Merck, some of them openly on boards of Merck, they say it's the most common STD. So we've got to give it to all of the girls. Folks, I went and looked at the local Austin Health Department. I went and looked at the federal health sheet. I went to the CDC. Cervical transmitted cancer is way down the list. On some lists, it's like 15. On others, it's 21. I even printed off one of those lists. So when you see a headline like, Perry requires HPV vaccine for girls, it's a complete lie. And it's a lie that it's the most common or the second most common. I hate to go over gross things like this on air, but you can go look at the list. It's herpes, it's genital warts, and then it just moves down from there. And there are a bunch of names of stuff I've never heard of, and I'm pretty well read on things like this. There's a bunch of stuff I don't even know what it is. All this wonderful new third world stuff spreading everywhere. And, I mean, there's things people get that I don't even want to... like bugs, that actual insects. I'm not talking about... Oh, this is too gross. I'm not just talking about mites, folks. I'm not just talking about crabs. I mean stuff that lives in you. Okay, worms, and it's all above this thing. Do they say a word about totally drug-resistant and drug-immune TB spreading and killing tens of thousands a year in the U.S.? Do they talk about having three cases of leprosy before 2004, and then in 2005 they had 7,000-plus cases and opened a huge leper colony in East Texas? Oh, no, 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 no. It's all, there's 9,710 cases of this last year, and of course a fraction of the people died. It's heavily treatable. Let's just give every girl in America a $360-something shot and then lie and tell her it's the law, tell their parents it's the law. And then one of the bigger lies is they keep implying it's only these backwards religious kooks that don't want to protect our girls. So the left all hears that and thinks, oh, I'm not a kooky religious nut. And of course, I believe those parents are sensible and smart. They know something other people don't know. But they're all making it a promiscuity issue of, well, 10 and 11-year-olds don't need this. And the average age to contract it is 46. So they're making it all a debate about these backwards people don't want to protect girls. Two liberal talk shows this morning decrying it. I heard conservative shows decrying it yesterday. And they're saying it's because it's their bodies, it's the parents have control over their children, it's not the state. So there's so many facets to this. When we get back, we'll go directly to your calls, as promised, and later I'll get into all the other news. Johnny, Ken, Lucas, John, many others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. It is Tuesday, the sixth day of February 2007, already well into the second month of 2007. Hard to believe. Where did 05 go? Where did 06 go? Some days I wake up and think I'm in 2002 again. No, it's just life is speeding past us. And we have Orwellian Brave New World announcements of you must take the live cancer virus. And the CDC and others come out and say, we're getting incredible bad reactions to this. Don't take it. The American Medical Association saying don't take it. Does that stop Dr. Perry? No.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, February 6, 2007, gold $656.40, ounce gold coins are $677.69, $341.39 for half, $168.37 for quarter ounce. That's $677.69, $341.39, $168.37. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our gun.
All right, welcome back. Let's start going to your calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Hawaii. Johnny, thank you for holding.
Oh, thank you, Alex. I want to give some information on this human papillomavirus. First of all, I work for a hospital in Hawaii. And I'm in the department of OBGYN. What we have here with this vaccine is the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists have gotten together with the pharmaceutical companies to create this whole condition with this vaccine. And I have a report on their opinion about the virus itself. A few little facts. First of all, they want to immunize females between 9 and 26 years old.
Yeah, that's why I've been saying 9. Perry says 11 and 12. The actual recommendation is 9.
Mm-hmm. And they're also doing research to have this given to males.
Yes.
In addition to the females. The Pediatric Association is totally against this. But,
well, I know the American Medical Association is saying you shouldn't take it, but I know that subgroups that have been paid off are.
Yeah, well, pediatrics committees say that it's not good. It's not going to be good for the children. It hasn't been proven. You know, just a whole number of things.
And they've already given it to tens of thousands, and it's causing massive health problems.
Yes. And the problem with this virus is that in their report it says that the majority of the people that have this are girls in the low-income families that are underprivileged. So what does that mean? Illegal aliens, mostly. Exactly what it boils down to. Plus a couple other things. The whole pharmaceutical industry is a ripoff. They create diseases and provide drugs for them. These 2005 figures is the money they spend on consumers, advertising their drugs to consumers, $4.2 billion. And they do the same thing with doctors. They paid $7.2 billion to 2005 to promote their drugs.
Oh, I know. Listen, my dad doesn't do it, but they offer him cruises, trips, money.
Exactly.
I mean, it is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just it's an old boy network, and it's like a big country club between the drug companies and the doctors.
Well, my numbers are a lot higher than $4 billion. That's probably just TV advertising.
Well, this was 2005 figures, too.
My gosh, the nightly news, half the ads are drug ads.
Exactly, yeah. But that's a little bit of information on this whole created scare, you know, and that's all it's going to be.
Oh, that's all this is with Perry. Is a huge PR stunt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all he's doing. And, you know, the slogan of these vaccines is one less. And yeah, one less person than isn't infected. I mean, this is a live virus, folks. And they've got all these other vaccines they want to make us take. Have you read about the vaccines that, quote, cure you of cigarette smoking and also narcotics because it attacks the brain and creates plaques, destroying those receptors?
Yeah, destroying your brain, exactly.
Doesn't that sound wonderful? A live virus that attacks your brain. Boy, give me some.
But Merck is in the position to profit billions and billions of dollars from this. So they want to take this worldwide, not just
But domestically, it'll be tens of billions if a majority of the girls and women take this.
Exactly.
It's $300+ per shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks again, Alex.
Anything else you want to add working in and around this?
Well, just you should try some sort of alternative medicine. Anyways, some holistic approach. But a pap smear is all a woman needs yearly to see if there's any beginning of cancer anyway. And they could be treated very easily.
Absolutely. If I go, they just well, stay there. I want to hear what they medically do.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
About this cancer-causing virus and the infection it causes is that if it doesn't get into late stages and spread into other tissues, that basically it's just scraped off, and that it's very easy to deal with. But we're talking to Johnny in Hawaii, who works at a hospital in this field. Fill us in, Johnny, on how common this cancer is and how it's dealt with.
Well, if a woman gets a pap smear and it shows any cancer, they can go through various treatments, from just a very minor surgery to, depending on if it has metastasized or being spread through the body, or go through our oncology department and go through the chemotherapy and whatever else they want to use.
But Texas is the second most populous state with, 27-plus million people, and only, 412 people died last year from this, and most of them, I was reading, were drug addicts, prostitutes, had compromised immune systems. On average, again, were in their late 40s. And so 400 in a state of 27 million, that is literally just microscopic.
That's right. The immune system, if it's weak, you're more susceptible to cancer. So if you keep your immune system strong with a high dose of vitamin C, the right kinds of food, you're not drinking, you're not smoking, you're not doing drugs, you'll be pretty much okay, you know. But people that don't do that, they have a chance of getting it, but it's certainly not one of the top cancers. You know, breast cancer is is very prevalent.
Yeah, breast cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer is what's killing women, and they get on the news and say, nope, this is the number one cancer and the number one STD for women. Total lie. Oh, I forgot that lie. Yeah, it's not just that it's the number one STD, total lie, way down the list. And they also say it's the number one cancer.
Well, this opinion I'm looking at from the ACOG, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecologists, it says there's 100 types of the HPV virus, and there's 15 associated with cervical cancer, and out of that 15, there's only like 4 that have like a 90% possibility of even causing cancer. But there again, if a woman gets her yearly checkup, you know, and you mentioned that scraping process, so that's a common procedure too, to remove the inner liner of the uterus, and the mucus and so forth, which is good of a lot of that.
Endometriosis.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is, yeah. And there's a lot of minor treatments like that, which are in-office treatments that can be done. And the woman don't even have to worry about it after that. They're good to go, you know.
No, let's give them a live cancer virus that's causing them to bleed out and have seizures and fall over dead. Let's give 9-year-old girls this.
Also, with this vaccine, this Gardasil, that they don't know how long it's going to last, and they're talking about updating the dosage periodically to like.
And of course, there, as you said, really over 100 of these viruses, so there's got to be lots more different variants. Yes,
and just like any other virus, this can develop into a resistant form, which the vaccine is going to help anyway. You know, later on.
Don't worry, there'll be a new vaccine for that.
Yeah, and more billions of dollars to be made by Merck.
What is it in Hawaii? I know it's now over 40 vaccines that, quote, the state recommends to the state health department. Then they lie on the news and say it's the law. How many are, quote, recommended, i.e. they lie to the people and say it's the law, in Hawaii?
I'm not sure how many it is, but they have a requirement, if people don't know any better, to let their kids get this MMR shot, you know, measles, mumps, rubella. And they have to be.
Yeah, there's 5 or 6 triple and quad injections that they're giving. If you add them all up, it's over 40 in the average state. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I appreciate that.
Oh, thanks, Alex.
Let me just finally ask you, the other healthcare providers where you work at that hospital, what's their view on this controversy?
Well, they just found out about the ruling there in Texas. And I'm not sure what their opinion is yet. I'm sure some of them aren't going to like it very much because
you mean the imperial pontification of the governor?
Yeah,
it's exactly. No ruling, it's no law, it's just an executive order recommending this be part of the recommended vaccines, and they hoax. Well, they keep making this clear and lie and say it's the law. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Johnny. Ken in New York. We're going to try to hurry up now. Go ahead, Ken.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
I don't know if you saw it or if you were told about it, but last week, I think it was Tuesday night, on the O'Reilly Factor, Congressman Charles Rangel was interviewed, and O'Reilly was all hot and bothered over the anti-war demonstrations a couple of weeks ago, and that some of the people were calling for Bush's impeachment, and he was all foaming at the mouth almost at Rangel, saying that, now, how can you guys consider impeaching Mr. Bush when he has all these things on his mind? He's fighting terrorism and all of this. And it's no surprise, I guess, but Rangel said something like, well, don't worry, because it's not going to happen. And I was kind of surprised that he was so blatant, you know, that we have no intentions of impeaching Bush.
Well, Rupert Murdoch last week was at the Davos World Economic Forum in Switzerland with all the globalists, and I've got the transcript here. He openly said in front of international TV and print publications, he just openly said that they do try to influence public opinion and they are pro-war, but that they've, quote, failed to convince the public. So, I mean, you've got Fox News watchers, and CNN is just as bad, it's a different flavor of propaganda, who will argue with you and say it's fair and balanced, it's not propaganda, when the owner of it says it's propaganda. I mean, it's amazing. But it's like Perry lying and saying that this is the number one cancer for women.
And also, a couple of things. This guy I know told me that around Christmas time, last Christmas, he went to a large mall north of New York City, about an hour north, well-known mall, and he went into a Suncoast video store to get Terrorstorm. So the manager was behind the counter. He asked him for it. He says, we don't have that. Maybe I can order it for you. So he went to the computer and he punched it in. And this guy told me that a strange look came across his face. And he couldn't really describe it, but it was a reaction to whatever came up on the computer screen when he punched Terrorstorm in the search. And he asked this guy, I can get that for you if you give me your contact information, your name and address and phone number, I'll get back to you. Now, I don't know whether some kind of red flag came up on the computer screen when he punched Terrorstorm in, or have you heard anything from other people who have requested that in any kind of major video chain and something negative has come up on the computer screen, or...
Sure. Let me just, and I appreciate your call, let me comment on that. I happen to know exactly how the supply chain works. I happen to have, most people are fans of the broadcast at Barnes & Noble and other bookstores around Austin, so I've been able to get around and look at the computer screen. And a lot of these bookstores, they have the computer screen right up in front of you at kiosk, and they'll punch it in and say, oh, see. And a lot of times, you know, they'll do that, you know, type of quizzling look when it shows that they have it, but then it's not available, or they show that they do have some in the store, but then he doesn't have it in his main list. So just because somebody gives you a look, I mean, when I go into the store to get some naval history book or to get some book on petrochemical industry, or I go in to get some fiction book for my wife she wants, you know, they'll give you a look and then ask for your info, and they call you when it comes in. That's how they do it. They say, give me your name and number, and we'll call you when it comes. That is standard operating procedure. And we have to be careful to not let the intimidation in America and the chilling effect get us to, you know, run at shadows. Now, has there been blocking of Terrorstorm in stores? Yes, that's way up the corporate chain. That's not some local thing, and they don't, you know, from my knowledge, have some note saying, get this person. No, that's people superimposing fear on their own minds. What happens is, say, Barnes & Noble or Borders buys thousands of them, and then people all over the country go into stores, and they say, well, we're supposed to have it, but it never was shipped to us from the distribution center. Or, yeah, we had three copies, they all sold out. Or, yeah, we've got two copies, but they're in the back, let me go get them. And it's strange because my distributor, which is a large national distributor, they put out Outfoxed and a lot of Robert Greenwald big films, and, you know, they published the book that got turned into the movie Syriana with the CIA agent Robert Baer. So, I mean, they're big time. And he said he's, well, you've heard Gary Badley here on air, the owner of the company. He said he's never seen such a blockage out there and such a, because it was taken off in the stores. Now, a lot of the independents, and there's thousands of those, they sold them. They carried them. There wasn't a problem. But the big chains, Gary Badley basically gave Terrorstorm for free to Barnes & Nobles, and that's how you do it. You give them a bunch of your product free, and then you get an end cap. And in the documentary film section, we were supposed to get an end cap, and no end caps went in. No one was. So basically, they gave it to Barnes & Nobles, and then Barnes & Nobles didn't honor the deal and didn't end cap it. And some Barnes & Nobles did indeed have it on shelves. Others couldn't get it delivered from their warehouse. Another thing that Amazon.com, they do have them in stock now, did, is they sold out in like a week. It went to number 8 on their charts, which is amazing. And then, even for a week and a half, they had it in their warehouse, and Gary Badley knew their procedure, and once it shows in their warehouse, they have like 5 different ones in the country for, you know, to ship quickly, it was supposed to show that it was there. And this time, they just, for like almost 2 weeks, didn't put it up on the website saying that it was available. Though people were still ordering it, and they were getting it like in 2-3 days. So there is a effort, no doubt, but that's at the top. It's not at the bottom. There is an effort to block people getting Terrorstorm. You can always get it at Infowars.com. We'll ship it out to you, UPS. You can get America Freedom to Fascism. That's not available at Amazon. You can get it from us. We've got a bunch of other suppressed books and videos. That's why these are important. I mean, Big Brother wouldn't be trying to block these if it wasn't hurting them. You want pure censorship, Google twice that we caught them, that we got screenshots, that we wrote articles about it, that we totally proved it. Now, it had clearly happened a couple times before that, because then we had to get phone calls and emails, and then we started watching, and then we caught it. But we know a couple times at least before, TerrorStorm, when it first went on Google Video for free, went into the top 100 and was surging towards number one. And it would suddenly, you know, say have 600,000 views in 2 days, and boom, it'd be gone. It'd be zero views, the very same upload, same tag, and uploads we'd put up there, and it would be still there, but knocked down to like number 5,000 and totally off the list. And then it would build back up to 500,000. Boom! Erase it again. That happened several times when we were told before we went and looked at it, and we started looking, and indeed it happened twice in front of us. Hundreds, if not thousands, I know a lot of you sent emails and called them. They put out a little press release, and we posted it saying, yes, it's an accident. We accidentally erased its rank. And why is that important? We don't care about having something of, oh, we've been number one on Google Video, which we briefly once were before they knocked it out. It's not, oh, we got the trophy. You know, we got the Piston Cup or we got the Heisman. It's that when you're in the top 100, that's where tens of millions a day go to do their TV watching. There's now more people watching video online than television. So they're trying to merge the two right now, the old line people in a desperate bid to keep control. And so by being up there in the top 100, you get seen. It's like being on tens of thousands of billboards in the country, literally. And so once you get up there, they found out with Loose Change Second Edition, once you start getting to number one, you can stay there for months, and then tens and tens and tens of millions get to see it. But they haven't stopped this with the 50-something versions that are up there and watching their erasures and everything they've done. Conservatively, about 10 million people have now watched TerrorStorm, conservatively, just on Google Video. Then there's all the BitTorrents and the torrents and the downloads and the file sharing sites. But 10 million, we released that in late June, the last few days of June. And so how many months is that? 6, 7, 8 months? 10 million people in 8 months. I mean, that is over a million people a month in one venue being able to see TerrorStorm. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for pushing it, telling people about it, blogging it, emailing it out. Just keep it going. Keep it going. So I feel good. You know, I made a film, put it out on DVD. If you want the high quality with the extras and to support us, please get it. But, I mean, we day one said, here, boom, free. Because the goal here is to save this country. We're not going to have a future if we don't. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Lucas in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? This is Lucas. I ended up moving to Austin so I could be closer to the action here. Great town. I love Austin. Hey, what I wanted to mention is somebody had made a pretty smart announcement on the 9/11 blogger site about having a boycott. You had mentioned before about having the celebrities come out and, you know, actually come out into the open about 9/11. Well, if everybody would pledge, say, for instance, Don Henley would come out, you know, he knows what's going on, would come out and speak his mind, all the 9/11 truthers would pledge to go buy his new album, you know.
Well, I mean, take the Dixie Chicks. We know they know about 9/11. They live here in Austin. I'm going to leave it there. They've known about 9/11 for 4 years. I'm just going to stop right there. And they got throttled for just saying they were embarrassed of Bush because he's not really a Texan, but they took it out of context. Okay, he, you know, because Texans get the blame for all this. The guy's from Kennebunkport, Maine, not knocking Maine folks. They're great, hearty, wonderful people. I know some of them. The point is you wouldn't like it if I came to Maine and gave Maine a bad name, or, you know, Connecticut. They're from both places. And so when they got attacked, they made triple the money. When they got boycotted and shut down, if you look, it's been in the news, the Dixie Chicks made triple their all-time profits.
Right.
So I've been talking to one of the Dixie. I'm not going to get into it. The point is they're scared to go public, and they need to just go ahead and go public. They'll tell the truth and make a boatload of money.
You know what else I wanted to mention was I have been a regular, and I have a bunch of friends that are regulars, on the MSNBC message boards. And recently, about a month ago, they started banning and deleting 9/11 posts and the users. They started banning their screen names. So I'd advise everybody just to go to Google and type in MSNBC message boards and go there to the U.S. message board and to the Keith Olbermann message board.
And put links to TerrorStorm everywhere.
Oh, yeah, and tear it up because they keep... I have like 15 different screen names I have to use just so I can get on their stupid site because they keep banning everybody's, you know, screen name off there. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, there's been the second hit piece in a month in the London Guardian against Loose Change, second edition. Big one today. The article came out yesterday, and there were something like 200 and something pages of posts. There were thousands of them. I mean, just within a day, and almost all of them are attacking the hit piece. So they're panicking. They can't have their illusion that everybody buys the official story and everyone loves Bush and everyone loves Blair and everyone buys the fraud. They know 84% think you're being lied to in scientific polls on 9/11. They're panicking.
Well, every time Keith Olbermann has a special comment, you'll notice all his posts get erased and they put up a bunch of troll threads to spark interest on the fight between the right and the left.
That Olbermann's got a big problem. He's totally keeping in the left-right paradigm. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
All right, let's go to Ron in Thailand and John a little closer to home in Texas, Glenn in New Jersey, Sean in Mass, Chris in Florida, and others. Ron in Thailand, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, hi, Alex. You know, the times sure are interesting, aren't they?
May you live in interesting times, a blessing and a curse.
Yes. You know, I've got two things. I wonder, have you ever considered running for governor of Texas? serious.
No, I really am not going to run for political office. And unlike Hillary Clinton, I mean that.
In the sense that you've got your, I mean, for example, you know, in these war protests they had the other week, I saw one brilliant sign that said, impeach Cheney first. You know, I wonder, would you or any of your listeners be supporting that, an impeachment of Cheney? Even Pelosi said she didn't want to impeach Bush.
We support an impeachment of them all. Well, Pelosi's on the same payroll of British and AIPAC and everybody else.
I know that, but see, celebrities won't say that, you know, 9/11 was staged by our government, but
a lot of celebrities actually have.
Okay, but our own representatives won't say it. Everybody was scared by that anthrax thing. You know, everybody's normal.
Which was clearly the government again.
What?
Which was clearly the government again, the anthrax.
Right, right. So they're in Washington, D.C. They're there. I mean, you know, Ron Paul hasn't said it. Even Kucinich hasn't said it. Chuck Hagel. Nobody in Congress even has said. But, I mean, if you, just theoretically, listen, fantasy politics. If you ran for governor, you could say, I'm hereby running because I don't like that they're building a superhighway into my state. I don't like that they're running a prison camp north of Austin. I don't like that our current governor is trying to inoculate our children. I don't know. I'm from California originally. And do you have a recall process in Texas to recall the governor at all?
Yes, you could start recall on the governor, and the governor is the weakest of any 50 of the 50 states here in Texas. I appreciate your call. Number one, a large portion of the state, I know it's 30+% has the government controlled, highly manipulatable, no record of how you voted electronic voting machines. So first we have to remove those. Number two, I would have to raise about $30 million to effectively run for governor. And then all they would do is have three or four more candidates run so that Rick Perry would lose, but he would still win because they would break the vote up so much. And mindless neocon Republicans who all they care about is having a Republican in. They don't care about conservatism. They don't care about America. They just got American flags made in China flapping in their yard, all over their cars. They just feel good. Everything's all right. Everything's going well. We're doing good. I like Perry. Sportsman for Perry. We need to go ahead and let the illegals in. They work hard. And that's their attitude. They can't face up what's happened to this society. They can't deal with it psychologically, so they just tell themselves everything's fine. As long as we kill Arabs, everything will be all right. It's some brown people over there. Need to kill them. I'm an American. And that's the end of it. So we need people to run for city council, to run for water commissioners, or to be on the water board. We need good people to infest the entire structure of local government. That's where you can get in. That's where you can even keep your views quiet and slip in. That's where you can, you know, they were always quiet and sneaky about being globalists and getting in. Now patriots are being sneaky and just towing the middle of the road and getting in and causing them all sorts of havoc. Oh, yeah, people are really getting smart out there. So it's a process. It's a fight. All right, more of your calls straight ahead. We've also got Michael Rivero joining us. And later, Robert Watata, the father of Lieutenant Watata.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.